I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With Fatah and Hamas shooting at each other, the potential for civil war in the Middle East is growing. So far, truce efforts have been unsuccessful. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says in spite of the tensions, their ministry partners haven't stopped working. Noting that the evangelistic passion appears undimmed, Doyle adds,
there is one church in the Gaza Strip, and they have a multifaceted ministry. All of those lead to an opportunity to share the gospel. So if you could just pray for the team there, the church in Gaza, for their boldness and their safety in the midst of the conflict.
Next, despite persecution and many challenges to ministry, Gospel for Asia has been working in Nepal for more than 17 years. But God is doing mighty things in difficult places. And last week, the world's only Hindu kingdom became a secular nation. Nepal's parliament will be rewriting their constitution, and GFA's KP Yohannan asked believers to pray that religious freedom will be included in the rewrite. Pray that God will further his work and many will come to know Jesus at the significant time. And Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their partners in India are expressing concern over the spread of the Freedom of Religion Bill. Similar anti-conversion legislation is on the books in 7 states. Their concern?
It could even be that they might eventually try to charge a radio broadcaster with this, but since there would be no obvious direct involvement, that would seem to be quite a stretch for a bill like this to be applied. So it seems as if broadcast evangelism becomes even more important with the kinds of concerns that bills like this raise.
While such laws are sometimes an obstacle to discipleship, DeYoung says they will continue their broadcasting. Please pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.